Anybody else checked in?
No, nothing. I've been waiting outside.
Number seven, 23-305. That is a Groton case. Okay, good morning, everyone. For Groton, who's presenting? Both. Okay, can you both identify yourselves for the record?
Officer Christopher Banks.
Deputy Chief Paul Gately, G-A-T-E-L-Y.
Thank you, both. Counsel, can you identify yourself for the record?
Ralph Shirley, representing the appellant.
Would one of you like to make an opening statement for Groton?
I'll make the opening statement. We're here based on the fact that this was denied on a suitability decision. I am representing the department. My involvement in this case started basically yesterday. I was sent up to represent. Officer Banks is the one that in-processed the permit. He can speak to that aspect of things. And then when he was done doing the background, he passed that along to the operations captain, who also had some information that he added to the report, and I'm basing my testimony on the information that I've received from reading the file.
Okay. Attorney Sherman, would you like to make an opening statement?
I'll pass, thank you.
Okay, Groton, your case.
I processed the application on 9/14/22. I completed my report, which was forwarded to the operations captain, McCarthy, on, excuse me, 9/21/22. And the operations captain completed it, discovered additional information related to the suitability, and his recommendation was the permit was to be denied.
Okay.
You have to tell us why.
The captain did some of his own inquiries within our interaction with the appellant. There was a couple of incidents that caused him concern with respect to suitability. The most recent with respect to this application occurred in November of 2021. Our department was sent after receiving multiple calls for a person that was in the roadway on Route 12 in the area of Route 184. If you know Groton at all, that's probably our busiest area in town. There's a lot of businesses in the area. We've got a sub base right up the street. The call was that there was a person naked in the roadway. So we sent officers out there, had an interaction with the appellant, who was apparently photographing himself naked in the roadway. That resulted in an interaction with our officers and an infraction for creating a public disturbance. The other incident that the captain reviewed was our interaction with the appellant back in August 13th of 2017. We were sent to a disturbance at a local bar restaurant in the town of Groton. It appeared that the appellant had become engaged in an argument with his mother. They had pulled into the parking lot of the restaurant and exited the vehicle. They continued to argue. The appellant's mother got back in the vehicle and had began leaving the parking lot, at which point it's reported that the appellant kicked the rear of the mother's vehicle, breaking the left taillight and unclipping the bumper from the back of the vehicle, causing damage. The mother was concerned. Apparently she expressed she did not want him to live with her at her residence anymore. There were no arrests made as a result, but that was the interaction that we had.
Attorney Sherman, do you have any questions for either witness?
I just have a question for the deputy chief, please. You said about the 2021 incident, a male in the roadway. Don't you mean the median?
The median.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. That's all.
Questions by the board?
Sir, the incident in 21, like a mental health call? Was that a mental health incident? Was he just doing something artistically?
It came in as a well-being check.
Yep.
Obviously, when it's dispatched, we don't know. We get multiple calls from people saying, hey, there's a naked guy in the middle of the roadway,
yep,
or in the median, which is basically a strip of pavement between the two. There's two travel lanes on either side. So that was the initial call. We get out there, interact with him. He says, I'm taking photographs, but obviously it caused alarm and concern enough to the point where the officer gave him an infraction for creating public disturbance and they parted ways.
It wasn't like a drug issue or it wasn't a mental health issue.
There's nothing new.
His
explanation was that it was an artistic thing, and I think he was expressed that, hey,
understood.
I'll take the repercussions.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, sir.
Any indication it was a public indecency type of,
No indication in the report.
How old was he when that happened?
That's a good question.
This was in 2021. I'm not sure this current age.
Birthday is 98.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can do the math publicly.
I try.
23?
Mm-hmm. We need it for the record. I needed it for the record. I mean, I did the math too.
Okay. I'd say it's approximately 23.
And how old is he today?
He would be 26.
In that, right. Okay. And the first incident, I have he was 19. Is that what you got to?
In 2017?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions from the board? Seeing none, do you have any other witnesses, gentlemen? Okay, Attorney Sherman, the case is yours.
Thank you. So I'd like to call the appellant, please. We're not going to use your name, you understand. Would you tell the board, please, how old are you today?
I'm 26.
Okay, you've got to speak up, please. It's hard to hear.
No, not the mic.
You don't have to talk into that.
be talking to the gentleman out here. Okay. You're 26, and do you work?
I am.
What do you do?
I am a stagehand for an event production company out of Waterford.
Okay, and that's a full-time job?
Yes.
How long have you been doing that type of work?
April of 2022. Yes.
So, over 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. And that's full-time?
Yes.
And what does that mean you actually do?
We are responsible for setting up various different events. A lot of it happens at college campuses, so we will do small light shows or small concerts for DJs that are performing for them, or just other small time production events similar to that.
Okay.
Little dance parties, wedding, we do wedding receptions sometimes out in Stonington and other places like that.
So you're setting up equipment?
Yes.
That sort of thing.
Okay.
You like the work?
I do.
Good. Okay. And anybody live with you currently?
Yes, I'm living with a relative.
Would you tell the board, please, you don't have to say a name, but what's the relationship?
It is my grandmother.
You live with your grandmother?
Currently.
How long have you been living with your grandmother, please?
I would like to say 2019, 2020.
So
2019.
About 5 years,
yes.
Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay. Very good. So I want to ask you about the two incidents that the police described. You remember both of them, right?
Correct.
Okay. So let's take them in the order that the police mentioned them. The November 21, do you recall the incident involving the photography?
Correct. Yes, I do.
Oh, and by the way, are you a photographer also?
I am.
Professional, hobby, both?
Commercially. Approaching professional.
So. Okay. So commercial, what does that mean? You take portraits of people for money?
Yeah, and I have clients sign model releases and everything so that everybody's rights are cared for and protected and everything.
Okay.
Every session is documented.
Okay. And you also take photographs just for artistic purposes?
Yes.
Okay. And have your photographs ever been displayed in an artistic setting?
Yes.
Like a gallery, that sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay. Where would that be, please?
There is the main look in locality to me. There is a train station in North Stonington. I've had some art go up for commission before.
Okay, and you've had some of your photographs displayed there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So it does sound odd, to say the least, the situation in November 21. Can you tell the board, please, what were you doing and why were you doing it?
So at the time, this was more so the beginning of my photography career, if you call it. I started with self-portrait art. That was what I had really honed in on and specialized in the very beginning. And, you know, on that day, well, primarily, what I did was a form of censorship protest. It's basically me and some other like-minded individuals through community, through social media and other, you know, photography workshops that I've attended. We have created art surrounding, you know, the censorship of the human body and things alike. So on the day of the incident, I was basically trying to make a bold statement with my art, you know, and platform the body as we're born. And I had the camera on the tripod in the median. I had waited a while. I tried to, you know, time the situation as best as I could with as little people around as possible, waiting for stoplights and things as such. But the time came, I used the camera, I was on a tripod, I was on the median. I was wearing a black robe, as it should say in the report. And very momentarily, I stripped the robe off, took the picture, and put it back on. And that's when I was met with responding officers momentarily afterwards.
That incident was 3 years ago. Right?
Correct.
Looking back on that, would you do this over again?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
There are very obvious causes for concern with that. There, you know, I'm in, granted being on the median, I'm still in the middle of a very crowded roadway. This can cause a lot of concern for motor vehicle distractions passing by, and clearly there was some distress created from the 911 calls that were placed.
You were not trying to hurt yourself, is that correct?
Correct.
And you were sober, right?
Yes.
Okay. You knew what you were doing.
Absolutely.
That's why you were in the median, is that correct?
Yes.
Instead of being, say, out in the travel part of the roadway.
Okay.
Let me ask you about the 2017 incident with your mom, and just to keep it kind of brief. You heard the testimony of the officer, is that more or less correct?
Correct, it is.
So you had some sort of argument with your mother?
Yes.
And you were angry?
Yes.
You were 19 years old?
Correct.
Were you living with your mother at the time?
Yes.
And you kicked the car?
I did.
Did you move out?
I did, that day.
That day?
Yep.
Okay. Is that when you moved to your grandmother?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be 7 years ago then. Is that right?
Yes.
So do you think you've been living with your grandmother 7 years?
Yes, that's correct, actually, yes.
Okay. And would you tell the board, please, what's your relationship like with your mother today?
Me and my mom are doing very, very well. We had grown up in an interesting time. She was a single mother for a long part of my childhood, so there was always bumps in the roads, and I think the 2017 incident is indicative of that. But since that time, we've had a lot of different opportunities to grow and connect and come together, and I believe that the space that was created from me leaving the home and us having some time apart was very beneficial to our relationship. And I think on top of that, we just have, you know, the connection that we've built over the past couple of years of being positive, looking inwards with each other, having conversations about our past, and being able to just find common ground on a lot of things.
How about the space between your age then and your age now? Is that a factor, do you think?
Absolutely.
Can you tell the board at all? Like, you were 19 when you got into this argument with your mother.
Correct, yeah.
Do you get into this type of argument now with your mother?
No, we don't have very much disputes. If a disagreement comes about, we have a way healthier, better ways of communicating.
If something stresses you with your mother or with anything else, do you have some type of outlet or outlets that allow you to deal with stress?
Yes, I think that is what has also created a lot of change these days. I'm a part of a couple different communities. Obviously, I've mentioned being a photographer, I've been able to channel a lot of good energy into some of the workshops that I've attended. I've done some mentoring there. What I do for work is very positive for me. We get to, you know, set up these events and watch these kids have fun and enjoy their last days of, you know, being in college and all this kind of stuff. So what we do for work. A couple other different communities. I've always been a skateboarder for my entire life, so we do a lot. Me and some of the other people down in our local area, we do a lot for like the younger kids, kind of putting them on and trying to help them have positive futures. Lots of different ways that I've been able to positively give back instead of finding ways to let negative emotions be prevalent.
Okay, thank you. I don't have anything further at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody from your side have questions for the appellant?
I do.
Okay.
Sir, you mentioned that during the photograph incident, you were 23 years old at the time?
Correct.
You talked about trying to time the photograph for when there weren't a lot of people. This is a Friday at 11:12 a.m. Would you think that there'd be a lot of people around at that time at that intersection?
Probably.
You said that in response to our department's coming out to meet with you that day, that there was obvious causes for concern. Do you think you're exercising good judgment in taking the photographs at that particular location that day?
No.
With respect to taking the photograph at that location, what made you choose that location?
You know, I was just trying to be bold with my art. I was just trying to make a statement, and I figured that, you know, being in such a public place was a way to get the message across, and maybe that wasn't particularly the right decision to make.
What was the message? What would that be?
The message, it's a bit of a generalized kind of thing, but I advocate for people to look at the way that we look at the human bodies a little bit differently. I think that society, particularly Western society, has a big adherence to kind of view the body as a sexual organ versus a vehicle of life that we've been given. And I basically try, and you know, the way that Western society has sexualized the ideas of nudity and the different ways that that comes about, I'm trying to just kind of fight back to that image and just show the world that, you know, our body, the message of what I was saying was that our bodies are not something that we need to be ashamed of, or that we feel the need that we need to be hidden and only encountered during sexual activities and things as such, so.
What did you do with the photograph that you took, or the photographs?
So immediately I didn't use it, but the following couple weeks I had printed it on my own terms, and I had also sent it to another, won't really call it an organization, but I'm a part of a couple other communities online, so I basically sent it to them. There's a network of people who do similar kinds of things as that, so I basically shared it with them. I believe they featured it on their website.
Was part of the bold statement, were you trying to elicit a response? Did you expect that the police would be called?
I had prepared for it.
Were the police any part of that photographic opportunity?
No.
Would you expect that people would call us alarmed seeing someone in that location naked?
Yes.
Going back to the incident with your mom, you indicated that you moved out that day. What prompted you moving out? Did you move on your own? Did your mom say, I want you out of the house?
She had indicated that she didn't want me out of the residence anymore.
Okay. You indicated that you've rekindled your relationship with your mom, which is great. Did she ever invite you to move back into the house?
No.
Was that ever discussed? Did you ever ask her if you could move back in?
No.
Questions from the board for the appellant?
I will.
Chief?
Tell us about other times that you've taken naked pictures of yourself or somebody else in a public place.
There are no other reported, or not, there are no other instances of it.
You seem pretty committed to it. Mm-hmm. One time. time is one time we're prepared to be arrested, or at least the police to be called. And you hadn't done it before that?
No, I only work in professional settings at this point. That was a debut incident.
It didn't go very well.
What was that?
It didn't go very well.
No, sir.
No. All right, are you sure about that, though? Because you put a lot of stuff online, and I know they can start checking to see if there's other photos like that online. Maybe they have, I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, Attorney Sherman, do you have another witness?
Yes, I do, thank you. I'd like to call the appellant's mother. Can we skip her name, please?
Can you just confirm you are the appellant's mother? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Please, you've got to speak.
You have to say yes or no.
Yes, yes I am.
Okay, go ahead.
It's hard to hear with the blower going, that's all. So, you're his mother, so you've known him all his life?
Yes.
Correct? Let's start with this. Do you think he should have a pistol permit if he wants one?
Yes.
Do you have any reservations about it?
No, I do not.
If he had a pistol permit, which gives him a license to carry a loaded handgun almost anywhere in this state, would you feel threatened in any way?
No.
Your relationship is good today?
Yes.
We've heard testimony from multiple sources that it was not good 7 years ago, right?
Right.
But he moved out, correct?
Yes.
About that time he moved out? Why is it better today?
Like he said earlier, that space that he gave us allowed us to be able to handle things a lot better. It was just a typical teenage anger, and once that kind of separated, we were able to build. He's grown a lot over the years and put himself into hobbies and a lot of good conversations, hard conversations over the years that have allowed us to be where we are now.
So part of it, would you say, is just growing up?
Oh, for sure, yes. Okay.
And also, maybe it was just time for him to be on his own?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
19, yeah. Okay.
Are you aware of him doing anything else with this nude photography in public places besides the one incident?
Just the one incident.
I have nothing further.
Does the board have questions for the appellant's mother? Oh, I'm sorry. Does Groton have questions for the appellant's mother?
I have a couple questions. Okay. Ma'am, just referencing the 2017 incident, you had an argument with your son, is that accurate?
Yes.
Can you just tell me about that incident? What happened?
It was just a normal, like, disagreement in the car on the way to lunch. I didn't really agree with decisions he was making at that time and confronted him. He didn't like the answers that, you know, most teenagers don't. And it just kind of come up, you know. By the time we got to the restaurant, he was mad. And I just started arguing, and I just was like, gonna leave. So I got in my car and left, and that was it. Somebody else had called the cops.
Did he damage your vehicle?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that? How that happened? What was the damage?
He kicked it as I was driving away.
Okay. Is that normal behavior for him? Has he done that before?
No.
You indicated that he had been violent. Can you tell me what you mean by that? You had indicated prior to this.
Prior to this?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Has he been violent?
No.
With you in the past? Any other lashing out where he's damaged property or things
no.
of that nature? Did you provide a statement to the police that day?
I believe so.
Do you remember what that statement or the nature of it, what you were trying to convey?
I told them what had happened because somebody else had called the cops, so they showed up wanting to know what happened. So I just told them what happened.
Did you indicate that you didn't want him living with you anymore at
yeah.
the time? And why was that?
Just years of normal teenage stuff ready for him to go.
What's normal teenage stuff to you?
Just the arguing and the rebellion, I guess you could say, of just normal, well, in my opinion. Single mom doing it all by myself, not really having any help.
Ma'am, do you recall recontacting the police department several days after the incident with the vehicle, expressing concern over your son?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. Try to potentially refresh your memory. On E16 2017, officers met with you at your request at CVS in Groton, where you had concern that the appellant was going to come back to your residence and damage your property. You had further explained to the officer, according to the report, that the appellant had a bad temper and expressed himself violently in the past, and that you wanted him trespassed. Can you speak to your belief at the time and your experiences with him being having a bad temper and expressing himself violently?
Just a lot of yelling all the time and things like that, but nothing, he's never threatened me in any kind of way. I'm trying to remember that. I don't even remember calling. I remember saying, having that conversation with the cop when they showed up at my job on the day of the argument. But I really don't remember calling back a couple days later. I only had one conversation at CVS. That's because I went from the restaurant to CVS instead of going home.
We do have a statement that you provided 3 days after the initial incident.
Yeah, we can see that. Is that it for questions?
That's it. That's okay.
Questions from the board?
Chief? You said, and you correct me if I'm wrong, the argument was over his decisions he's been made or behavior that finally came to a boiling point. And I'm paraphrasing, I don't know exactly what you said. But what were those decisions that he was making that
his
caused you such
friends.
Concern?
I didn't really like his friends, not making good grades in school. Things like that. And
well,
I just,
but what was he doing? I mean, not liking his friends, okay, but it just sounds like there's more to that, especially in light of the statement later with violence.
I'm trying to remember the conversation in the car on the way there. I think he was just telling me about something that happened with one of his friends. And I said, well, I don't really feel like any of you and your friends, you know, are like, you could do better, have better friends that have better positive surroundings. And he just got defensive and, you know.
All right. And we're talking about one incident, but again, you kind of implied that it was a lot leading up to that. I mean, obviously it's a big step at that point, get out of the house, don't come back. So to me, it seems like it's much more than one incident in the parking lot when he kicked the car. There's something of probably a long history of things that have led to that.
And a lot of arguing.
And arguing about what?
Just his, like, trouble that he would get, like, just at school, like, not going, not getting good grades, things of that nature, just me not liking the way his friends that he was hanging out with and feeling like I wasn't being respected, like, as a mom.
Did he have a history of discipline at school?
Sometimes.
What kind of discipline? And for what?
Just not listening. Just normal detention.
How stuff. About fighting? Arguing with teachers? Alcohol and drugs?
No alcohol.
Anything like that?
Not to my knowledge.
Was he ever suspended from school?
Not to my remembrance.
Was he ever expelled from school?
No.
Detentions?
Detentions.
All right, this seems to me we're missing something here. It's a pretty drastic step to me anyway to see, boom, this one incident happens and you're out of the house for many years, mm-hmm. Right? So, I don't know. Anything you want to add before we move on? Because maybe you can clarify it, maybe not. But it just seems like there's more in there to me. Anything?
No, I would just, like I said, chalk it up to just normal teenage issues. Nothing like super, super out of the ordinary.
Yeah, see, everybody's definition of what normal is or what super, super is different. Depends on what you've become accustomed to. So I guess I'm trying to get a handle on exactly what that was, but you're not giving it to me. No, nothing? All right, thank you.
May I ask if there were any incidents involving the police leading up to the kicking of the car?
No.
Any interaction with police before that?
No.
Any interaction further? I know we're talking, I'm going to be informal. Any interaction with the police since the 21 infraction? That's for you.
It's for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Okay. Thank you.
This is for the appellant. Do you remember what the fight was about in the parking lot at the cafe?
It was, I had a friend that was just making poor decisions, and I was struggling the balance of defending him versus walking away from the situation. Right. And I think at the time I was stubborn on defending him. I don't remember the nature of what he was doing, but I remember that. that being.
Did he have a problem with drugs, do you remember?
I think he was flirting with it. He was getting involved with people that I also did not like, so I think I was trying to keep him away from people that were either doing drugs or roaming the streets at night being, you know, stupid. I didn't want that for him.
Do you remember leading up to that, having arguments with your mom?
Yeah, we had like pretty typical, well, we were saying that our versions of typical are different, but we had had just very angsty, like I was late for school a lot, I didn't take school seriously, I would, you know, eat a lot of the food in the house, just things like that that would piss her off on the regular. That was mainly what it was. We didn't have any physical altercations, no property damage, no anything like that.
So you were just being a pain?
Yeah. Pretty big one.
All right. Follow-up questions from Attorney Sherman or Grant?
Let me just go ahead. I want to talk a little about that. You were 19 at the time, so you weren't in school.
Correct.
So school issues weren't causing the problem that day anymore, right?
Correct.
Because you're kind of implying it was, you know, late for school, bad grades, all those things, but that
I
was
I think
all,
that was her testimony about the years of arguing that
right, no,
to
I understand. I'm just trying to make sure you weren't still in school, and then, but that wasn't going on. It was the disagreement over your friend, defending your friend, whatever you like to have said. All right, thank you.
Other questions by anybody here? No, no. Other witnesses?
No, thank you.
Okay, Attorney Sherman, would you like to make a closing statement?
I would, please. Thank you. I want to talk about the photography incident first. I think that I can understand the concern of the police at the time of the incident and also when he filed his application about that incident. I'm not sure if they really talked to him very much about that. However, after his application, I think it's pretty clear he knows he used poor judgment. He wasn't out there because he was out of his mind or he was drunk or something like that. He was doing something that he thought was a legitimate artistic thing, and some people don't say that it was a legitimate artistic thing. He's not. He's saying that it was something he shouldn't have been doing because it caused alarm and maybe wasn't really a safe thing for the public or for himself. He's not going to repeat that. He has no intention of repeating that, and he hasn't. He did it the one time, and that's that. He's pursuing his photography in other ways. As for the incident in 2017 with his mother and what led up to it, you know, I remember when I was 17 and we had years of arguing in my house, let me tell you, and I regret to this day I shoved my father. It still makes me sad. But you know what? It was time. It was time for me to go. I was too independent. I wanted to be more independent than I could be living with my parents. And that's how it was for this young man. And his mother recognized that maybe before he did. Now I think they both recognize it. This is for the best. He's a grown man, he's 26, he should be living on his own. Could it have taken years of arguing and him pissing her off and doing things he knows he's not, doing things he knows is gonna, are going to make her angry? Absolutely, it's very believable. It reached a peak when he kicked the car, okay. Does that have any bearing on whether today at 26, when he's a grown man, he's a suitable person, he's a threat to anybody? His mother has testified, and I think she's very credible, that she's not worried about him for herself or for anybody else if he has a problem. Like a lot of people, including me, he's a different person at 26 from what he was when he was a teenager. He had a lot of common teenage problems, and they weren't all that serious. Serious enough that they got to this one incident, him moving out has solved the problem, and they have a good relationship now. So I think he's a suitable person. Thank you.
Thank you, Attorney Sherman. Closing statement from Broughton.
Just want to emphasize the fact that, as you stated, as the attorney stated, he knows that his client used poor judgment at that time, and he applied for a pistol permit approximately 10 months after the incident with the photography. As he even said, he knows that it caused obvious concerns. I mean, that's the type of judgment that I think we felt leaned toward his suitability to have a pistol permit. Only 10 months after making that bold statement in public in our town, causing a police response and several calls from the public who had concerns, he's asking us for a pistol permit. And that coupled with the incident with his mom, yes, I understand that it was several years prior to this, but got to the point where she expressed concern enough to kick him out of the house after he damaged her vehicle by violently kicking it to break the taillight and dislodge the bumper skin. So those were the reasons that caused us to make that decision on suitability.
Thank you, Deputy Chief. Brief factual.
Sure. This is a denial by the town of Groton. The denials for suitability. The base of the denial are two incidents. First, as discussed by the police department, was in November of 2021. The PD had several calls of a person in the median of a busy intersection, 12 and 184 in their town, about 11 a.m. Police responded. The appellant had only a robe on and admitted to taking photographs of himself naked in the roadway. It was, as the appellant testified to, for artistic purposes. He was issued an infraction for creating a public disturbance. In August of 2017, there was a disturbance at a restaurant between himself and his mother, and which sort of culminated in the fact the appellant kicked his mother's car, causing damage to the vehicle. The appellant moved out shortly after that, has lived with his grandmother ever since, 7 years now. He has a good relationship with his mother ever since. She even testified today. He has no criminal history, just the violation for creating a public disturbance. Seems to be gainfully employed, no issues with the police other than the incident in 2017 and then the infraction in 2021.
Thank you. Comments by the board?
I just want to ask a question to the issuing authority. If he applied today, would you grant his permit?
So that's not for my decision. I'm the fact finder in that, and I present that to the administration for a decision. So if the deputy speak to that.
Just pawn that off to the deputy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's typically the chief, or sometimes I will sign off on these, but I'd have to, if this came up today, I'd probably ask some harder questions during the process from the appellant.
Okay. So outside of that ticket, no criminal history, and before that was 7 years, 6 years, an argument with his mom in the parking lot.
The time five, I believe. But
okay.
Two crimes, generally.
Okay. Sometimes I guess I'll go into my comment. Sometimes I appreciate the issuing authority saying, hey, we need to be safe and sure that we take enough time and consideration. And then we wait years and we're pursuing something that is, from my experience, minimal events. Now, poor judgment in the medium, but something's got to be said for time in between incident involvement with police and stretching a pistol permit application out years.
I had a similar line. I was going to ask how long would be long enough, assuming he did nothing else.
At the time of denial, it was 10 months.
Clearly.
So that's obviously,
but now
it's fairly fresh.
Well, the board's, I'm sure, thinking the same thing. How long is long enough? Today, is he a suitable person? And maybe not back then. Maybe he needed more time. Maybe he's not suitable today, but in a year he would be. Do you have any thoughts on that, how long it would take? Or do you want to say he's suitable now, too? I mean, you could do that.
I think it's all dependent. I think I was looking at it from the perspective of what we did at the time. Mm-hmm. Which I think was prudent, in my opinion. I don't know if I have an opinion.
Yeah, you'd have to have the opinion if we ended up applying again, I guess.
Yeah, true.
The things I'm looking at is, yeah, it's bad judgment. He knows it's bad judgment. I think everybody here thinks it was bad judgment. It's stupid. No mental health issue there. No sexual public indecency aspect to it, which would completely change my opinion of the whole thing, Catherine.
Other comments? Attorney Segretti?
Yeah, I'm willing to accept the photography incident as a youthful indiscretion of an artistic personality. I just wish it wasn't done in that close proximity to the road where that could have had some pretty serious consequences of distracted drivers being understandably distracted and possibly causing harm to other people.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none. Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.